March 1. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation, Psalm 132:13. In verse 9 of Psalm 132 we see what place the righteousness and heavenly joy have in building the house of God. As we fulfill God's will, we should rejoice in him even though he permits persecution, sorrow, difficulties and trials in our lives. When we learn to rejoice in the Lord always, we will enjoy share in building God's house. In verse 13 we find David reigning in Zion as king over all the tribes, having driven out the Jebusites. There in Zion he wrote Psalm 48, in which he calls Zion the city of the great king in verse 2, the city of our God and the mountain of his holiness in verse 1, and the city of our God in verse 8. There David was given a clear revelation of the house of God, using these names. Abraham too had a vision of the city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God, Hebrews 11:10. That is why he was able to leave his kith and kin, property and possessions, and follow God, living in tents for the rest of his life. The kingship of the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts will enable us not to give any place, anywhere to the Jebusites. If we do give them room, we will only grieve the Lord. In Psalm 132:14, David was not thinking of an earthly building. He desired to build the house which the Lord Jesus Christ himself is building. In verse 17 the Lord says, "There will I make the horn of David to bud." David is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. The horn speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's anointed one. Thus David began to see that there would be a great revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ in his own house. Only when we come to the house of God, is our hunger for him fully satisfied, verse 15-16, and it is there that we find great joy among God's people in spite of all our trials, persecutions and afflictions. Those who take share willingly in building the house of God have abundant joy and true fellowship. Those who only come to enjoy singing in the meeting or even for lesser purposes, and taking no share in the work of building, will get easily offended and also lose their joy.